Government oppression and short-term missions bookend our broadcast today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to start off with a prayer alert from Algeria, where Christians stand out for all the wrong reasons. Later, we'll make our way to Tanzania, where there's a hands-on opportunity to share Christ's love with the outcasts. But let's figure out what's happening in Algeria, where the country appears to be engaging in a cold war with its Christians. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman tells us it could be connected to the upcoming presidential election, noting that the government is looking for something that will unite the country behind a common vision.
The president even publicly said in speeches and statements that what they are looking for to unite the vision, to unite the country, is Sunni Islam. So everything that undermines that narrative of Algeria as a country that is unified by adherence to Sunni Islam is considered as a security issue.
A divide and conquer approach combined with endless red tape make it difficult for the body of Christ to do much of anything. Requests for permits, visas, and permissions stall or are just never granted.
Pray for encouragement from the Lord for them, that they will stand strong and remain faithful in spite of what they are facing. But they're also praying for changes in the law and changes in the attitudes and the policies of the government towards them, that the government will cease to see them as a threat and will allow them to be a source of blessing for their wider society.
Next, during December, every dollar you give to Mission India's Children's Bible Clubs will be matched up to $200,000. That's a big deal for kids like Jansi, who attended a children's Bible club and met Jesus for the first time. Jansi's father was an alcoholic Hindu and her mother possessed by evil spirits. But Jansi started going to a Bible club with Mission India and loved it. Her Christian teacher, through the power of Jesus Christ, eventually healed Jansi's mom of the evil spirits. Today, Jansi and her mom are growing in a new Christian faith. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says Jansi's story isn't uncommon.
A lot of the times, these children not only are changed by Jesus, but they actually go back to their families and their communities, and they share the gospel with their parents and brothers and sisters. And so the ripple effect is just gigantic at times. And so we're just excited to see what God does because of the giving this month in the lives of millions of kids.
The need is so great.
There's just millions upon millions of kids who had never had the opportunity to even hear the name of Jesus. And so as you consider your end of your giving, you know, we would love for you to consider giving to Mission India. And not only that, your gift will make double the impact than it normally would in the month of December.
Mark your calendars to give to Mission India's Matching Grant Challenge starting December 1st. And finally, did you know that E3 partner trips can include children's ministry? This is most apparent during E3's Tanzania trips. E3's Jeff Johnston says,
there's a large population of albino children in Tanzania, and they kind of have two really hard things to overcome. One of those things is just the fact that they don't have any pigment in their skin, or they have a lack of pigment in their skin, which makes them really susceptible to skin cancer. And the fact that they're outside a lot of the time too just exacerbates that even more so. And the other thing is that there's a lot of witch doctors in Tanzania that just try to curse all of them or consider all of them cursed.
These children grow up practically shunned from their local communities. When E3 visits, tripgoers tangibly show these kids Christ's love. The tripgoers also help to educate the local community about albinism.
There's about 26 of these shelters in Tanzania where a lot of these kids are housed now. And our hope and our goal is to take trips to all 26 of them over time.
So pray for God's word to impact the hearts of these children and ask God if you should be one of the people to share Christ in Tanzania. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.